We're winding down this particular school year, so let's be diligent until the end. Amen. Tonight, we're going to deal with chapter number 11 of moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Remember, there are three revelational gifts: the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. So tonight we're going to deal with tonight we're going to deal with the word of wisdom, the word of wisdom. Okay, so let us begin.
Definition of the word of wisdom.
The definition of the word of wisdom.
It is the Holy Spirit.
It is the Holy Spirit's
supernatural revelation.
Supernatural revelation
of the mind of Christ.
Of the mind of Christ.
Concerning the future plan.
Concerning God's future plans.
And purposes
for a person,
church or nation.
It is the unfolding
of God's will
and God's purposes
that need to be carried out
and established
in the lives of those who are concerned.
It is the prophetic avenue
by which guidance
and direction
are progressively given
to a believer.
The gift of the word of wisdom
helps to confirm
the personal guidance
already received
into the person's heart
who's receiving the word of wisdom. Go ahead.
Through this prophetic avenue,
specific instructions are given
that must be followed
for the fulfillment
of God's purpose
in their lives.
What the word of wisdom is not.
Now, we're going to talk about what the word of wisdom is not. The word of wisdom
is not sanctified common sense
that is reflected
in the wise sayings
of natural man.
It's not administrative wisdom. It is not a code of ethics
on wise behavioral patterns. It is not a high degree
of intellectualism.
And it is not
deep spiritual insights
or unusual understandings
of the more mystical parts
of God's word.
Learning to minister the word of wisdom.
Now we must learn how to minister the word of wisdom, just like we had to learn to minister the word of knowledge. Go ahead.
First, we receive by revelation
certain facts
concerning the future plans
and purposes.
These facts
are always destiny related. We need to receive a word, a work of confirmation
within our own hearts
to ascertain
if the facts received
are of the Lord.
We need a healthy mind
to help clarify
and to receive understanding
concerning the future plans.
And purposes of God.
To function strongly
in the word of wisdom,
we need to have sound understanding
of the scriptures,
the principles,
and the ways
and workings of God.
We need to understand
the difference between faith statements
or faith projections
and have actual clear and have actual clear
directives
and predictions
that are of the Lord.
In learning to operate
in the word of wisdom,
we must exercise caution.
Lives can be destroyed
because lives can be wrecked, ruined, and destroyed
by a wrong word.
By a wrong word. Chapter number 12.
The gift of the discerning of spirits.
Everything within the realm of knowing. Everything within the realm of knowing.
Whether it be a past,
present,
or future,
facts,
events,
purposes,
motives,
even destinies,
of spiritual origin,
they all come under
and within
the range
of the three revelation gifts.
Now, hold a second. We understand that these revelational gifts reveal something,
and they all work through the prophetic flow or the gift of prophecy.
Right, these are things we've taught you in the past.
Without the Holy Spirit escorting us into the spirit world, we cannot build properly in the spirit world.
Are you listening?
These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we need discerning of spirits in this day more than any other day to be able to discern people around you.
Are you listening?
That's what discerning of spirits is for.
You listening?
So you can discern spirits, demonic and different, you know. Well,
go ahead, child. We'll get to it. Read on.
There's nothing
that God knows
that cannot be made known
to man
if the Holy Spirit
wills
through the avenues
of one or more
of these three revelation gifts.
The discerning of spirits
completes the grouping
of revelation gifts.
The definition of the gift
of the discerning of spirits.
One,
it is the supernatural
enablement
to identify the nature
and character
of spirits seen
or unseen.
Two,
it gives the believer supernatural insight
into the realm of the spirit.
Three,
the discerning of spirits
is restricted
to a specialized kind of knowledge.
That is
a single class
of object,
namely
the realm of the spirit.
So discerning of spirit functions where?
In the realm of the spirit.
It allows you to peek into that unseen world.
Go ahead.
Four.
The discerning of spirits.
The discerning of spirits
is an on-site gift
that detects the source
and nature
of any manifestation.
Five.
Discerning the source
other than
at the time of its manifestation
should be done only
through the guidelines of scripture
and spiritual perception
and insight
or through the operation
of the word of knowledge
because this gift
deals with the past and the present facts.
What discerning of spirits is not.
Now, what the discerning of spirits is not.
It is not the ability
to see faults in another.
You heard that?
It's not, oh my goodness. Yeah, they got a lot of people see your faults but can't see their own. But that's not discerning of spirits. That's your discernment. Go ahead.
It is not a spirit of suspicion.
It is not a spirit of what? Suspicion. Oh, have mercy. You're so suspicious. Everybody, oh Lord, a demon on every corner. Go ahead.
It is not psychological insight.
The discerning of spirits is not psychological insight. It is not mind reading.
It is not associated.
It is not associated
with spirit phenomenon.
With spirit phenomenon.
Of demonic spirits.
Which impersonate
the voices of the dead.
That's not discerning of spirits. Read.
It is not the ability
of discernment found. In Hebrews chapter number 5, verses 12 through 14.
This ability,
discerning of spirits, is an acquired skill
that is developed through practice.
Their spiritual senses have been trained to discern both good and evil. We're talking about somebody who's matured now in the word of God. We're talking about somebody now who's not on the milk of the word, but is dealing with the meat of the word. Somebody who have, by reason of use of the word of God, who have trained their senses to discern both good and evil. Okay, go ahead.
The foundation for operating in the discerning of spirits.
One.
The need to develop spiritual sensitivity.
The need to personally develop spiritual sensitivity.
Our spirits must be trained
to respond to the Holy Spirit's leading.
And moving.
One of the best ways. To develop our sensitivity
is to build up our spirits
by ministering to the Lord. You notice that? By ministering to the Lord, praying in other tongues. Are you listening? See, in 1 Corinthians 14, see, you can't get too one-sided. I find sometimes when you're teaching people to pray at specific times, in the body of Christ, we want to pray all tongues. But Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, I will pray with my spirit and I will pray with my understanding also. It's all right to pray with your understanding. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And it's all right to pray in the spirit. And Jude says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more you become intimate with the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your enthusiasm. The more you become fortified to begin to move in the realm of the Spirit. Go ahead.
A strong spirit is necessary
for spiritual advancement. Notice that. Let me talk to you. You know, you're not strong in the spirit all the time if you don't stay prayed up. See? Amen. How you know you're not prayed up, Dr. Walker? Because the adversities of life, the challenges of life, cause you to start talking stupid. Okay. Reasoning, doubting. Okay, go ahead.
There is a need.
To develop a proper understanding
of the spirit world.
The ability to discern the voice of God
within a believer.
And the importance of walking under spiritual authority.
And covering.
That's important. Because if you get out in the spirit world, without proper covering, without, See, that's why the Bible tells a woman, they're woman ministers. Thank you. That have genuine calls. Are you listening? But every woman got to have her head covered. That's not Dr. Walker. That's the Bible. Are you listening? She has to have. Why? Because she was deceived in the Garden of Eden. The Bible says it was the woman who was deceived. That's why she was made subjected to the man. Now, I understand in this generation of feminism and the Me Too movement and all that, but none of that's in the Bible. Are you listening? You got to be under authority in order to function and have authority. If you go into the spirit world without proper covering, the enemy gonna get you into deception. Go ahead.
Spiritual covering
operates
when a believer submits himself
to the person,
ministry,
and message of the leader of the church. Y'all heard that? See, there are a lot of people who are up on the leaders, but they don't want to flow and follow with them. They want their own mind. That's why so many young men come into the church and everybody think they are apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, and a teacher, and they don't sit long enough to get matured. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So now we have all these little mom and pop shops. Amen. I know people who say they pastoring, and you say, how many members you have? Oh, I'm in my own home in a basement. How many members? Well, just me and my wife and my two children. You're not pastoring. You need to go find a church and submit to somebody. Get up under somebody's authority. Okay, don't get mad with me. Go ahead.
Thoughts on spiritual covering.
It is a spirit covering.
It is a spirit covering. Not a religious affiliation.
It's a spirit covering. In other words, it's not just being a member of LTMA, an organization. Are you listening? It's a spirit covering. It's being joined to the apostle, the man, the mantle that's upon his life. He has an apostolic call and an apostolic mantle. You cannot just respect him as an apostle without respecting him as a man. Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. You got to love the man in order to get the fullness that the gift bring. Thank you. Go ahead.
Covering is only provided
by a representative
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It is a headship ministry. A headship ministry represents authority. Let every soul be subject to the higher power. Go ahead.
Learning to minister in the discerning of spirits.
We receive the Holy Spirit's impression
or inner witness
in our hearts.
This spirit message
is received directly into our human spirit.
There are many ways
the message could come
into our heart,
into our mind.
The message is always spirit related.
It revolves around the four realms of spirit. It revolves around the four realms of spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Angelic spirits.
Demonic spirits.
And human spirits.
The revelation received.
The revelation received
concerns the present revelation.
We need a word of confirmation
within our own hearts.
We must know what to do
with these revealed facts.
We must know what to do with these revealed facts. Let me say this here. in flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. It's not about you. It's not about drawing attention to you. It's about drawing attention to the Holy Spirit. That's why when he reveals something to you, the first thing you should incubate is, what would you have me to do with this? Do you want me to reveal this now, or shall I hold it? Go ahead.
Sometimes
a vision is given
by the Holy Spirit
to help us to see
in the spirit world.
The scriptural purpose for the gift of the discerning of spirits.
Some of the scriptural purposes
of this gift are as follows.
To identify the nature,
character,
and source
of the supernatural manifestation
to discern
and to detect
and to distinguish
the spirit
that's in manifestation
to discern an evil influence
or spirit
in the human heart
as in the case of
Gehazi
in 2 Kings
chapter 5
verses 20 through 27
and Ananias
in Acts 5 and 3.
Now those things, you can't gloss over those things. See, Gehazi was the prophet Elisha's servant. Are you listening?
Actually, Gehazi was in line to become to carry that prophetic mantle that was upon his prophet Elisha.
See, when you are connected to a man of God, God is trying to get something to you. That something he's trying to get to you is a mantle. Are you listening? But in order to get the mantle and wear the mantle, you got to be proven. You got to go through some training. So there was a time in the ministry of Elisha the prophet that Naaman was sent to him. Naaman was a great warrior. Are you listening? He was a captain of an army, but he contracted leprosy. Are you listening? And he wanted to be cured. And there was a little woman who said, look, I know a prophet in Israel, Elisha. I need you to go see him. Thank you for your enthusiasm. He went to see the prophet. See, prophets don't function like you want them to function. That's why some of y'all get in trouble. You want a little pet. He ain't a pet. He doesn't function the way church membership want him to function. They came to see Naaman, this great general, came to see the prophet, and the prophet sends his servant to see him. Y'all ain't talking to me. And everything the prophet wanted to tell him, he spoke it through his servant. Well, now y'all know how that is. When you think we send somebody to you that you don't have to pay attention to. You don't want to pay attention to delegated authority, so you get an attitude. Are you listening? So Elisha told Gehazi, go tell Naaman to dip in that muddy Jordan River. Naaman was hot. You mean to tell me he's going to send me to that muddy river? They got this clean water over here. Who the hell he think he is? Well, you know the story. He left, didn't even want to get it done. They say, Naaman, if the prophet would have told you, go conquer 30 cities and you'll get cleansed of your leprosy, you would have did that. All you need to do is obey the words of that prophet and you will be healed. Now, here's what you need to know. Who told him to dip in the muddy Jordan? It wasn't the prophet Elijah. It was God speaking to him, telling him to tell Naaman to do this, because God knew that he had to kill that pride in him to get him delivered. Well, Naaman went, ducked 7 times in that muddy Jordan, came up with baby skin. But he went to give the prophet a gift. And the prophet said, no, it's not the time to receive no gift from you. So take your healing, Keep it moving. See, every time a prophet may not receive your gift or your offering. Are you listening? You can't buy healing. All right. So what happens? Gehazi see Naaman taking off. And Gehazi looked around and said, "She, I'm going to get me some of them Gucci shoes and I'm going to get me a Gucci belt. She, I ain't stunned about it. Huh? Oh, Lord, look, oh, look at them LV. He got all, sure." And so he went to Naaman and said, hold up. My master sent me to come to you and get some of this stuff for another purpose. He took it and brought it back home. Thank you for your enthusiasm. After he took it and brought it back home, he went to see the prophet. The prophet said, "Hey, what's up? What's up, Gehazi? How you doing?" He said, "What's up? Where you been? What's happening?" Elisha said, "Did not my spirit go with you when you went to meet Naaman on that chariot?" Thank you. Y'all see how it worked? He was in the spirit realm. Paul said, "Though I be absent, yet my spirit is present with you." Are you listening? Thank you for your enthusiasm. And Gehazi and the rest of his seed contracted leprosy because he was playing with the man of God. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm not going to go into Ananias and Sapphira. Y'all understand they were playing the money game. You listening? Don't play with money when you're dealing with God and his servants. When God tell you to bring a certain gift, don't you come up and present something God didn't say to give. Are you listening? But, you know, don't try to deceive God, especially when you make a vow concerning money. All right? We're not going to go into that. How much time I got back there? Don't have me go overtime. Get in trouble. Okay, let's go. Another scriptural purpose is to discern doctrine of demons and false teachers and to determine the direction of the Holy Spirit that he wants to take or is taking in a service. Developing spiritual sensitivity. Just as we can prophesy under the spirit of prophecy or in the gift of prophecy, so that spiritual sensitivity can be developed through practice and by the operation of the discerning of spirits. We must take caution. The gift of discerning of spirits is a must requirement for all who move in prayer and in intercession. We can only bind on earth which has already been bound in heaven. And we can only loose on earth that which has already been loosed in heaven. The second word of caution is for those who minister deliverance. The third word of caution
is for those who minister inner healing.
Who minister inner healing.
The ways
or methods we choose to minister in inner healings
must be
one,
in the light of the New Testament principles,
two,
in cooperation with the gifts
of the Holy Spirit,
and three,
producing permanent
or ongoing results
in the lives of those believers
we are ministering to.
Well, we have successfully completed two sessions tonight. You will be getting information regarding your final exam. It's been certainly been a pleasure teaching you all this year. Remember, we can never teach you all a these chapters in these books. We ask that you would go ahead on and read them for your own spiritual enrichment and edification. Remember, graduation, first year students, is gonna be coming, and you should be getting and preparing your gift for apostle at the graduation ceremony for Founders Night. Amen. Well, enjoy a wonderful summer.